This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Lately, we've been talking to CEOs and thought leaders about big ideas. Marketplace's David Brancaccio spoke recently with a physicist and physician working on something you recognize from science fiction.
Namely, the tricorder, the stage prop that the fictional Dr. McCoy used to wave in front of a patient to get a diagnosis in the first seasons of Star Trek. In Real Life 2014, Anita Goel, chairman and CEO of NanoBiosim Diagnostics, is pioneering ways to use nanotechnology to allow people to use a portable device to figure out why they're sick. This has the potential to change medicine as we know it. She and her team are now at work on an actual tricorder as they compete for a Tricorder X Prize to be announced in early 2016. Dr. Goel, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, David.
So tell me about the device that you and your team have developed called Gene Radar. Now, I'm imagining something maybe the size of an iPad or something, but what would it do?
It's a mobile diagnostic device, currently about the size of an iPad. You would take a drop of blood or saliva, stick it into our nanochip, insert it into our mobile device, and in real time, it will give you a diagnosis of certain diseases based on certain DNA or RNA markers.
Now, I once heard you say, Dr. Goel, that what you would like to do for medicine is what Google did for information. What did you mean by that?
We're taking the ability of diagnosing disease outside of a hospital or centralized lab infrastructure and bringing it out into the patient's bedside, into people's homes and rural remote villages. So what Google did for the information industry and what cell phones did for the telecom industry, we at NanoBiosim are doing for healthcare.
Now, there is a big prize that we have reported on in the past being offered for someone who can build something like the tricorder on Star Trek that Dr. McCoy would use to wirelessly figure out what was wrong with somebody. Now, it's my understanding you're part of a team that's entered that competition?
That's right. We were awarded the grand prize of the last X Prize, and now we're in the works for the next one, which is based on the tricorder.
You're comfortable with the Star Trek connections? I mean, you go to the website for that prize, and there's people dressed up like Klingons and stuff like that. But ultimately, it sounds like you're happy to participate.
Well, I think it's about making the future happen faster. And I think, you know, for me, this has been a 20-year journey of working at the nexus of physics, medicine, nanotechnology, information science, with a dream that the next generation of quantum leaps in our science, our technology, our businesses would happen at the nexus of those silos.
Anita Goel, chairman and CEO of NanoBiosim, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.